Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's groove tonight. 844. I almost had a disc jockey flashback there. Oh, I could keep talking and then stop at just the right time. That's called hitting the post. You know about hitting the post?
Perfect. Oh, yeah. The old DJ days?
The most useless skill known to mankind.
I wouldn't say the most useless.
You're the best disc jockey ever. And I mean this. John Landecker. Landecker was the best disc jockey I ever heard.
It's the name. John Records Landecker.
Yeah.
Anyway, John, if you're listening this morning, I hope you are. And just saying hi. Really good guy. 844, and let's say hello in studio to Ashley Galante. Was I close?
Yeah, you got it right. Thank
Ashley,
you.
Ashley, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
This is Eating Disorder Week. Get real close to that microphone if you would. And Eating Disorder Week is a big deal because we know how many men and women suffer?
So currently 20 million women and 10 million men will suffer from an eating disorder at some point in their life. Eating disorders have the highest mortality rate of any mental illness. So that's why NIDA Awareness Week coming up next week is really important to talk about.
Is it all anorexia or bulimia, or are there a bunch of different types?
There are so many different kinds, Steve. We have binge eating disorder. There's non-specified eating disorders. You can fall on the spectrum of any one of those eating disorders, which is why it's so important to talk about them.
So it's like cancer, arthritis, autism. It's an umbrella term for a bunch of different things.
Absolutely.
Does the medical community take this seriously?
I think we're starting to, but with the theme of Awareness Week coming up next week, we're really trying to push screening. So we're saying it's time to talk about it. So while we do have the medical community and the mental health community talking about this, we're really just starting to delve into the importance and really address this as a public health concern and start breaking down those myths and barriers and really getting to the facts about eating disorders.
Ashley, talking about it obviously helps and brings more awareness too, but what's something just we can do in, I guess, our everyday life to make people aware or to even help?
Yeah, so I think really breaking down the stigma surrounding eating disorders is really important. I think our society for so long has viewed eating disorders as a young, white, female disease. And we know now that that's just not true. And I think NIDA's done a really great job in the recent years of really shining a light on the marginalized communities and getting into those communities and bringing them to the table to talk about ways to support them and talk about prevention and access to treatment and just really getting the input from those communities that maybe haven't been heard before.
What do you say to moms, dads, boyfriends, girlfriends, friends who see somebody they love putting themselves through hell and you can't get them to get the help they need? What do you do?
Yeah, so I think more than just talking is listening. It's really important to listen because eating disorders thrive in silence and isolation. And just letting somebody know that you're there to help and you're going to be their sounding board and be a gentle reminder and supporter of them and hold them accountable for when they do start to seek treatment and are trying to find those resources. Having somebody to hold you accountable is priceless.
And the stance that you gave early on, too, this isn't just women. There are a lot of men involved.
There are so many men involved. And I feel like NIDA's also done a really good job of that in past years by bringing those voices to the table. At their conference last year and the year before, they've had so many men included on these panels. And I remember one gentleman in particular like calling out to men to, you know, find your tribe and that you're not alone. And there's so many resources out there, no matter what your race, gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, whatever your background is, that there are other people out there that are looking to support you.
National Eating Disorders Week, Awareness Week, I should say, is next week. And again, the theme is great. It's time to talk about it. And just to reiterate the point you've made here, those going through it need to talk more. Those who love those people need to listen more.
Absolutely.
That's the distinction, right?
Yes, very much so. With this theme of it's time to talk about it, we also want to talk about Gaining an understanding of how these eating disorders are also tied to anxiety, depression, OCD, trauma, all these co-occurring eating disorders, they fall under, you know, this big umbrella. So being that source of support and listening is, you know, what we want to drive home.
For people that are listening now who are going through this and they've just had enough and they're tired and they're sad and they want to do something about it, where do they go?
I would definitely recommend going to the microsite that NIDA created specifically for Awareness Week, which is nidaawareness.org. You can go on there and take a free screening. It'll take you 3 minutes. And after those 3 minutes, you'll be directed to treatment sources. You can click to chat with people through NIDA. You can be assigned to a NIDA navigator, which is part of the program that I'm involved in, working with a mentor who can one-on-one help you find those treatment resources and be a source of support.
My affiliation with Rebecca's Dream, which is bipolar and depression in specifics, helped me come to an understanding a long time ago that there is no snap out of it.
Absolutely.
There is no walk it off. And in this case, there is no, oh, my God, just eat. Or, oh, my God, how about having some discipline? You can lose weight if you want to. Or what do you mean you're going in the bathroom to throw? You know, it's judgment doesn't help.
Absolutely. And it's important to know that recovery isn't linear. There's going to be setbacks, and recovery looks different for everyone. And that's something important to keep in mind.
Absolutely. And you brought up a great point, too. It's not just anorexia, bulimia. It's overeating. So, right. I mean, there's all different ways to diagnose this, too.
What do men mostly have? Is it statistical?
Not necessarily. Different communities, we find that anorexia is more prevalent or that binge eating is more prevalent. But I would say that it's overarching. There's no one thing that is more in particular for any group of people.
Are men even less likely to talk about it because we don't associate it with men?
Yeah, it's been characterized as a women's disease for so long, especially when, you know, it first started getting coverage in the 80s. Nobody was talking about men up through the 90s. I feel it's only just in recent years that men have kind of come out of the shadows, and we've had some athletes come out of the shadows and start talking about it.
It's NIDA, the National Eating Disorder Awareness Week, next week specifically. What's the website again?
NIDAawareness.org.
And we have Facebook pages and things like that, too.
Oh, absolutely. And you can be directed to that straight through NIDA's website. You can follow them on Instagram. We have a couple buildings lighting up across the city this week. Yeah.
What are the colors?
Blue and green. So we have Aon cool. Center, Prudential Plaza, Crane Communications Building, and the Wrigley Building across the street, all lighting up blue and green for NIDA Awareness Week.
Well, good for
next
them.
Week. Yeah.
Good for them for getting it and contributing. Nice to meet you, Ashley.
Nice to meet
Thanks
you,
Thanks for doing this work.
Thank you so much for having me.